Blog Talk Radio. This is a radio station of the SBC Radio Network. The music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
This is your host, Kenny Smith, and you're listening to CKS Radio. And this is a service of Pullman, Ketchum, and Smith. And by the way, I appreciate each and every one of you, and I thank you for listening. Anyway, today is May the 9th, early Sunday morning, and we're still working on our properties, my daughter and I. But I did take time out yesterday to get a little TV viewing in, and while channel surfing, believe it or not, I came across Paula Deen on the Evine Network. It used to be formerly Shop HQ. And there she was in all her glory. Lots of products. And I'm going to tell you something. I was kind of just going to pass through, but I decided I'd just hang around and see what Miss Deen was going to do. And I tell you what, it's amazing. This young lady got a lot of power. I'm pretty sure the Food Channel cringes every day that they made such a blunder in shutting her down. I mean, I watched this woman sell out product after product after product after product. I mean, sold out. Now, Evine Network / Shop HQ, you know, they're like the low guy on the totem pole. They're like the startup sales TV company. And they pulled a coup to get Paula Deen on. And I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely incredible. They pulled off a coup for television. Their ratings have probably been higher than anything ever. And I guess Miss Deen will at some point in time be a permanent fixture to the Evine Network. But it was very impressive. And what was more impressive was the telephone calls that came in wishing Miss Deen good luck and health and telling her that we loved her. You know, and I mean, I was just absolutely blown away because, hey, I love Paula Deen myself. You know, I was telling somebody a story years ago when I first got an opportunity to see Paula Deen for the first time. I wrote a song called I Want to Kidnap Paula Deen. Then in the best interest of my friends, they told me, oh, you don't want to do that because, you know, you're going to get in trouble. But it was a lighthearted song. It was about kidnapping Paula Deen to come cook for me. But, I mean, I could cook, but I wanted her to cook for me. Just so I could just be in her presence, I guess. It wasn't anything malicious, but because I think she's wonderful. So anyway, that was my song. I want to kidnap Paula Deen, but as I said, my friends told me, no, you don't want to do that. So I didn't do the song. But I do have the song still, but I never released it. And it'll be one of those songs that will probably come out years and years after I'm not here anymore. So it'll be unique. But anyway, Paula Deen was fantastic. As I said, if you didn't see her, you missed an opportunity that was absolutely outrageous. This woman sold everything out. Out. Everything she put on the table sold 10, 15 minutes. I mean, gone. Now, Paula Deen's got a network. It's called the Paula Deen Network. .com, I believe, but you can find it. And it's a subscription base, okay? I think it's $9.95 a month. And there's, you can download recipes and video show interviews and things like that. Now, what kills me off is that how come it took so long to do this? Paula Deen could, her franchise people could have did this 3 years ago. You know, after Matt Lauer slapped her in the face and beat her up, she could have went with this. Why did it take so long for her people to pull her into this direction? You know? I mean, her products are fantastic, and she will be fantastic. But this is absolutely an incredible time for her, and I was so happy to see her back. And Evine Network, you pulled off the biggest celebrity coup of the year so far. Congratulations. I think you did wonderful. So anyway, we're going to continue on, and the next thing is going to be avocados. The amazing avocados. And this is the story from DeSoto Magazine. You know, the one I like down in Hernando, Mississippi. And I tell you what, they come up with some really great little stories every once in a while. So I do put them in my repertoire. And I appreciate their, you know, giving me the rights or the courtesy to do some of their stories. And I do take advantage of them. I let them know I do them. So it's not like I'm stealing from them or anything. Just enhancing their publication. So anyway, coming up, the amazing avocados. Anyway, the amazing avocado. And this story from DeSoto Magazine. Anyone for an alligator pear? That is the original name of this unique fruit. And it goes without saying that if you peel away the flesh of the ripe avocado, dig out the pit, and you'll find a creamy, pale, yellow-green flesh inside. Whether that's an appealing image is a matter of personal preference. The taste is nutty, but not strong. So some people find avocados rather bland. The silky soft inside can also seem mushy. Avocados do not ripen until they've been picked. So waiting for an avocado to ripen is a great guessing game. Now, here's my little story of avocados. I love them. As a kid, hanging out with my sister, my eldest sister in Los Angeles, at her house during the summer times, she had an avocado tree, a couple of them in the back of her yard. And as kids are, God, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, I would get these things as they fall off the tree or pull them off the tree, and I would use them as baseballs. And I would draw me a target on the fence, and I would throw these things at a target marked on the fence with crayon or chalk, and I'd use them as baseballs. Well, stupid little me, who years later fell in love with these little green things, I cringe every time I go to the store and I pick them up, because all of a sudden I get a flashback and a chill runs down my spine. And I think of the avocados that I used as baseballs and tossed. Well, I guess I try to make amends these days because, darn it, I try to buy at least several a week if I can to make amends for the wrong that I've done. And I swear, every time I pick one up, I get reduced back to 12 years old again, throwing them at the fence. So, but I gingerly cuddle them in my hand, and I make sure that they're nice and soft. Or else, if they're hard, I take them home, and I put them in a brown paper bag and put them up above the refrigerator. Now, they're best eating when they're turned black, and they're kind of soft and squishy. Just a little bit, because it's the Haas avocado that's really the better brand of them all. Now, the craziest thing about the avocado is this, was that they've been around since 500 B.C., before Christ. 500 years before Christ, they were a staple in Mexico, Central and South America, okay? And their real name is from the Aztec word, Acucati, okay? When the Spanish got here into the New World in the 16th century, they didn't cultivate them commercially at all until the early 20th century in the United States. Now, the first avocado groves were grown in California in 1914. And now, 95% of all the avocados grown in the United States come from California. God, we don't have no water down here anymore. Ooh, man, that's going to be really a serious situation. So maybe Florida, well, and Mexico might become the new avocado capitals of the world, right? So anyway, but this is what's happening with the avocado now. Okay. As I said, 95% of the avocados grown in the United States come from California, with the rest coming mostly from Florida and Hawaii. However, most avocados are imported. Mexico is the top global producer of avocados, followed by Chile, Indonesia, the Dominican Republic, and then the United States. Quite a turnaround, huh? Now, for decades, the avocado was known as the alligator pear, a reference to its bumpy, olive-colored skin. And growers associated and associations complained as early as 1920s that the common name was not appealing to consumers. And the common name we're talking about is the word alligator pear. Okay. So for decades, they began a campaign to rebrand the alligator pear as the avocado. It took a long time to convince everybody to use the name avocado, okay? But that's okay. They finally got there, and it worked out very well. Now, the majority of the groves of avocados in California and Mexico came because of the mammoths. Alright? They used to eat these things. You know, the mammoth elephants, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Used to eat these things, right? And as they deposited their dung up the coast of California, they created these avocado groves used to grow. So, of course, when the mammoths all died out, all of the avocado groves died out too, because there was no more mammoths to distribute their seeds. Now, we're getting ready to have a little storm out here. Matter of fact, as I'm looking out the window, you might hear it periodically. I mean, the water is just rushing like crazy outside, and it just started, and now it's just getting crazy. But anyway, I'm happy to have you here with me, and the avocados every year now have reached 4.2 billion avocados consumed in 2014, and of course it's all because of changing our food intake position, that the avocado is now on top of the food chain. So anyway, there you go. What avocado is doing in technology software, Hey, it's all about food and television. This is your host, Kenny Smith. Thank you for listening. See ya.